Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Lee Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roy Lee Jackson. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey takes first base on ball four. Duncan moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duncan scores. Mumphrey moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mumphrey scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field. Mumphrey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mumphrey. Henderson scores. Stearns goes all the way around to score. Foster moves to third. It's Cardinals, 2, Mets, 2. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foster. The slide. Simmons applies the tag. Foster is out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Forsch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Stearns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Lee Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips is called out on strikes. two outs. Bob Forshes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forshes 0 for 1 in the game. Forshes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Templeton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Templeton reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Duncan is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Hernandez moves to second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. Bob Forshes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forshes is 0 for 2 in the game. Forshes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Mumphrey scores. Phillips moves to third. Forsh moves to second. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Bob Myrick now pitching. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields the ball and throws to Myrick covering. Safe. Phillips scores. Forsh moves to third. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Mike Anderson pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Forsh scores. Brock moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 7-2, Cardinals. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to home to get Brock. Anderson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Templeton moves to third. It's 8-2, Cardinals. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Anderson now playing right field. Rick Bossetti now playing left field. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to Forsh covering. Safe. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Anderson. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. Randall goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3 Cardinals. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Boisclair reaches second base with a double. Mozilli scores. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boisclair scores. It's 8-5, Cardinals. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. John Milner pinch hits for Leo Foster. Buddy Schultz now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to second. Buddy Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to home to get Duncan. Phillips moves to third. Schultz moves to second. Two outs. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Simmons drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harrelson out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli takes first base on ball 4. Randle moves to second. Mike Vale pinch hits for Bruce Boisclair. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Randle scores. Mozzilli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Cardinals. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Vale now playing right field. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Duncan hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mumphrey hits a line drive to left field. Henderson throws towards Youngblood. Youngblood fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Youngblood. Simmons scores. Hernandez moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. It's 9-6, Cardinals. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. he's got one RBI. Phillips is walked intentionally. Raleigh Eastwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eastwick takes first base on ball four. Hernandez scores. Mumphrey moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 10-6, Cardinals. Paul Siebert now pitching. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bossetti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Paul Siebert. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Pacella now pitching. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson strikes out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-1 in the game. Vail hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.